last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to talk about, or let's say answer, some doubts or misconceptions on the important issue of Mahdaviya or Mahdism, or the concept of intidhar of the last Savior. The question of the day that we need to discuss it again is continuation of doubts and misconceptions posed and, or let's say, written on the concept of Mahdaviya or Mahdism, is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, after his reappearance, will not judge based on the holy book of Quran. Rather, he will judge based on other divine books. It is very similar to the previous doubt that we actually analyzed and answered in our previous session, where it was saying that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge based on teachings of Jewish judging system. And it was actually explained in depth. And now we want to discuss if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge based on divine books except Quran. And this is a claim that was posed again by a so-called scholar in his book. And we want to ask the same question from a respected guest of the show, Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Shaykhna, what is the answer to this? Actually, to some extent, I think it was directly or indirectly mentioned in our previous show, but clearly, because it has a slight difference with the previous question. It was said in our previous question that Mahdi will judge based upon Jewish judging system. And now it says that he will judge not based on Quran. Rather, he will judge based on Torah, or Injil, or other divine books. Is it true, Sheikh?
The difference between this doubt and the previous one is that in the previous one, he claimed that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will make a judgment based on Jewish instructions for all the people, including the Muslims. But here in this new doubt, he says that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or Mahdi according to him, will judge with Torah for the people of Torah, with Injil for the people of Injil, that is the Christians, with Zabur for the people of Zabur, for the followers of Zabur, and with Quran for the followers of Quran, that is Muslims. So he says that all Muslims agree that Islam does not permit any person to act upon any other source except for the noble book of Quran. But it is mentioned in the Shia narrations that when Mahdi reappears and he does his uprising, then he will treat the people justly. And then he will bring the Torah and other divine books from a cave in Antioch. And then he will judge among the followers of Torah, that is the Jewish people, with Torah, among the followers of Injil, that is the Christians, with Injil, among the people of Zabur and the followers of Zabur with Zabur, and among the followers of Quran, that is the Muslims, with Quran. So he says that, you see, this is a narration in Shia sources, which requires that the awaited Mahdi, according to the Shia, will not act upon the Quran for all the people. Rather, for the Jewish people, he will refer to the Torah. For Christians, he will refer to Injil. And for the followers of Zabur, he will refer to Zabur. And only for Muslims, he will act upon the noble book of Quran. So this is the doubt and objection mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar. First of all, to answer that, we should say that it is not only a narration in Shia sources. Some of the great Sunni scholars, they have narrated the same narration about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We know that we have many similarities. There are many similarities between Shia and Sunni beliefs about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And what happens after his coming, whether he's Mahdi as viewed by Shia or the Mahdi that they believe he will born in the future, but there are many similarities. Let me quote some of the great Sunni scholars, like, for example, Ibn Hammad, who is the master of Bukhari. He says that, this is in Al-Fitan, page 220. He says that Mahdi will bring the tabut, the ark, in which there is the Torah, which was revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Injil, which was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. He will bring the tabut from a cave in Antioch, exactly the same content as was mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar from Shia source. The narration continues, and Mahdi will judge among the followers of Torah with their Torah and among the followers of Injil with their Injil. So, this is the first point.
Very true.
It has been mentioned in Sunni sources as well. It has been mentioned in another narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Sunni sources as well. And they have discussed about the content of the narration, and it is very interesting to know that. Thalabi, one of the great Sunni scholars, in his tafsir, he narrates Imam Ali alayhi salam as saying, "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the human being, that if I was given the chance and opportunity to judge among the people, I will judge among the people of Torah with their Torah, among the people of Injil with their Injil, among the people of Zabur with their Zabur, and among the followers of Quran with the Noble Book of Quran." This is in Tafsir Tha'labi, Volume 5, page 162. It has been mentioned by some other Sunni scholars like Hakim Haskani in Shawahid al-Tanzil, Volume 1, page 366, and Al-Iji in Al-Mawaqif, Volume 3, page 627.
So this respected brother is invited to check their own sources exactly. First as well.
Exactly. Now the point is that what is the understanding of Sunni scholars about these narrations? Mm-hmm. So not only that they have mentioned these narrations, they have also explained the narrations. Let me quote from the great Sunni scholar Ibn Abi al-Hadid. He says that a person called Abu Ali, he has claimed that these narrations about Mahdi or about Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially, they are not true narrations. Mm-hmm. They are fake. Because it is not possible for Imam Ali alayhi salam to judge by referring to the Torah or Injil or Zabur. He needs to judge among all the people with the Noble Book of Quran. But Ibn Abi al-Hadid himself, he answers Abu Ali. He says that what is meant by Imam Ali alayhi salam is that, this is very important, What Imam alayhi salam meant was that I will judge among them with their own books, in which the advent of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family has been given. So, this is what is mentioned by Ibn Abil Hadid. He says that what Imam Hadi alayhi salam means is that when he says that I will act upon Torah, he means that the genuine Torah included the glad tiding for the advent of Imam of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
Wherever you be,
if a person is a true Jewish person, he will act upon that, and he will accept the Holy Prophet as the last prophet, and he will accept the Noble Book of Quran.
Very true.
The same is true about the followers of Injil and Zabur. So, at the end of the day, it doesn't make any difference. All the divine books refer to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family as the last prophet, and the Noble Book of Quran as the last divine book. This is what is mentioned by Ibn Abil Hadid in Sharh Nahjul Balagha, volume 12, page 202. So it helps us to understand the true understanding of the narration mentioned by Shia sources and the one which is mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar. So, as I mentioned, in the narration it is said that Imam Hadi Salam will act upon Torah and Injil and Zabur. Before that, it is mentioned that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring Torah and Injil from a cave in Antioch. So it means that that Injil and that Torah, at least to some extent, is different from what is in the hands of the Jewish people and Christians right now.
And will they accept it at that time?
It is another discussion.
Issue.
We talked about that according to some scholars, all the Christians and all the Jewish people, when they see that, for example, this is Messiah or Jesus helping Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will convert to Islam. Mm-hmm. And whether we have religious minorities at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, some believe yes, some believe no. So those who believe yes, they may refer to such narrations, that these narrations require that there are some minorities like Jewish people and Christians, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge among them in accordance with their own books. Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned, when the narrations tell us that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring Torah and Evangel or Injil from a cave, it means that it is, to some extent at least, is different from what today's Christians and Jews have. So, when Imam Mahdi brings the genuine Torah, we know that according to the Noble Book of Quran, there are glad tidings about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family in the Torah. When he brings true Injil, again, there are glad tidings about the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family in the Evangel. So, what is meant by this narration is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will act upon the genuine Torah and genuine Injil, which doesn't have any contradiction with the content of the Noble Book of Quran, and it lead the people to accept the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family as the last prophet, and the Quran as the last revealed book.
Thank you very much, dear Shaykh. The hadith that this question referred to, as Mahdi is going to judge the people, judge the Ummah based on the teachings of other religions or other books, other divine books except Quran. And we said that this is a wrong claim and wrong actual doubt that was posed. And even the hadith is available in Sunni sources, and the brother can refer to those sources and understand what does the hadith really says. And it says that Mahdi will judge any follower of any religion based on his own believes on a divine book, and the book which is not distorted and which is at the hand of the infallible Imam of the age. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for staying tuned and listening to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio. We shall get back to you with another doubt or misconception to be answered on the concept of Mahdawiyah or Mahdisa. Wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.